That was the Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost that dealt with Brother Souders to drop that pipe can deal with your life. That's right. He can deal with your life. I encourage you to listen to him. I believe I was sitting downstairs and I've been feeling out for the Lord. Lord, what do you want for this meeting? What do you want for this meeting? Brother Green said, I feel like the Lord wants us to listen to the Holy Ghost. And something quickened in my heart. Something jumped up. I said, he's right. That's what the Lord wants for this meeting. So I just wanted to, I had something really just to add what we needed in the natural. If you're up here, if you are a minister or called in the ministry or a young man that feels that you want to minister, we need you up on the platform. This place is going to be packed out tomorrow. And so tomorrow I'd like for y'all to come up on the platform. If you're a pastor, come on up and help us so we have more room in the congregation as well. So I wanted to announce that. But I wanted to get up and tell you, these brethren here, what I'm feeling for this meeting. It's time. It's time for the body of Christ and the young people and the people to start listening to God talk to you. Now, I'm not talking about an independent spirit where you've got your own thing going and I know I don't care what the pastor said. I feel to do that. That's not a compact, fitly joined body together. That's a separation, divided, and a house that's divided and it's against itself cannot stand. But if I believe, if I'm hearing from the Lord, I'll have the Word of God to back it up. I'll be working right with my pastor. The Bible says, let everything be established in two or three witnesses. So I'm going to leave it at that. I just wanted to admonish you. It's time to start hearing from God. Let the Holy Ghost direct your life in your everyday life and showing you what to do. Hallelujah. We still got a little time here. If you got a song, you got a word for us tonight, feel free. Hallelujah. Praise God.
heaven come here to give honor to anyone else. It's you, Lord, we cherish. We are servants for thee. So you
has really been looking to be how we can be used of God, and how the city is really ready as our fellow peers are looking for something to fill their lives, and how can we be used if we're not ready yet. And so this song, if you close your eyes and listen to the words and ask God how you can be used, he'll tell you how you be used, just like in Samuel. As Samuel was a little boy, he prepared himself by being in the ministry, by coming to church and serving the Lord with all he had. And if you close your eyes and ask the Lord to God lead and guide you, he will.
Heaven, come here to lift up ourselves. We haven't come here honor to anyone else. It's you,